4 days away from the Iowa caucuses, U.S. presidential candidates are out and about in the Hawkeye State. Political advertisements and attack ads are running. Some show the candidates in a good light and ask Iowans to vote for them. Some show the candidates in a bad light and ask Iowans to vote for someone else. U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to attend a political rally today in Des Moines, the Iowa state capital. And when Iowa holds its caucuses on Monday, dozens of the president's supporters are set to travel there and charge up enthusiasm for the incumbent leader. The Iowa caucuses are the first contests of the 2020 primary season. Voters aren't directly choosing a president at this time. They're helping each major party narrow down the final candidate who will appear on the presidential ballot in November. President Trump is expected to easily win the Republican Party's nomination, so most of the attention in Iowa has been on the Democrats running for their party's nomination, because there are currently 12 of them. And winning the Iowa caucuses could give a big boost to any of their campaigns. This doesn't necessarily predict that they'll win the Democratic Party's nomination for president, though since 1972, 7 of the 10 Democrats who won in Iowa did eventually become the Democratic nominee. That's according to the Des Moines Register. A lot of this is about momentum, getting publicity, raising funds, positioning for the presidential race. For the candidates who do well, that'll be a lot easier, and they can expect a jump in the national polls. For those who don't do well, this could make the path forward a lot harder, especially if they drop in the polls.